Hello and welcome back to the Chronicles of Aguna. On today's live podcast, we're going to be reviewing Mikel Arteta's press conference ahead of our trip to Anfield. He also was asked about transfers. We'll be discussing all of that, taking your questions and your comments in the live chat throughout. Hello and welcome back to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast brought to you by Manscaped.com. We are live. I made a right pig's ear of that introduction, but it is what it is. That's what happens when you do things live. But anyway, we move. Lots and lots to get through today. We're going to be reviewing Mikel Arteta's press conference. Of course, he sat down in front of the media today ahead of Arsenal's trip to Anfield on Monday night, and we now know that Arsenal will be facing Liverpool again on Thursday. So two trips to Anfield in the space of a week. That can't be a good thing, can it? So we're going to be touching on that. We're going to be going through the various topics that were discussed in that press conference. We'll also be talking a little bit about transfers, some of the updates, and we will be taking your questions and live comments as well. So make sure you fill the chat box up. Smash the like button if you haven't already. Give us a like. Subscribe to the channel as well if you are new. Let's have a good show. Right, let's kick off by dissecting that press conference that Mikel Arteta gave earlier on today. Now, of course, as I said, Arsenal travel to Anfield Monday night in the Premier League. And the first one of the first things that Mikel Arteta was asked about was whether he believes that the absence of a crowd at Anfield will make a difference to Arsenal's chances. Spoke about it briefly yesterday. Anfield is a very atmospheric place. It's always said, isn't it, that their crowd is the 12th man, etc., etc. You know, the old football cliche. Now, how much of a difference will that make in Mikel Arteta's eyes? Well, here is what he had to say. I think obviously the crowd makes them stronger because it is a unique atmosphere they are able to create at Anfield. As well, you're able to see how well they are playing without any crowds as well. So we know the challenge ahead of us, so let's embrace it. Let's go for it, and we'll try and go there and win. So Mikel Arteta, you know, obviously not dismissing the fact that the crowd makes a difference, but also very keen to point out that Liverpool have been good without a crowd as well. They have been strong at times without a crowd. Now, yes, of course, we beat them at the Emirates Stadium, sort of after they'd won the title in the sort of project restart period, and of course we came out on top in the Community Shield as well, but of course that was on penalties, a little bit of a glorified friendly as well, even if I do say so as an Arsenal fan. So let's be a little bit cautious about what those results mean, and do they mean anything moving forward? I don't think so, but we'll come on to discuss that a little bit later on. He was asked why these games will be different, and he said they're all very different games. The one we played at the Emirates and the final were very different. It will be different again. We know the standards they have set in this league, how consistent they've been. That's because they dominate almost every aspect of the game. I'm not going to read word for word what Mikel said, but he said we need to be at our best. We need to compete very well, and hopefully the boys will be ready to do that on Monday. He said they have some variability. Is that a word? Depending on what they do. How we have to control those aspects as well, and the way we can attack in different ways as well. A little bit confusing, those quotes. He was talking about the sort of the various ways in which Liverpool are capable of playing. He was asked what he has been working on since the win over West Ham. And he said, obviously, I'm not going to discuss that, but we had some time to work and try and prepare better. Every game brings you different challenges in this league. Every opponent is causing you issues that you have to resolve. We are evolving. We are getting much better. On Tuesday already, we did a lot of things much better in the same aspect. So, of course, he's not going to comment, is he? Jesus. He was, of course, asked about transfers, as seems to be the case in every press conference now. And understandably so. First of all, he was asked about the future of Lucas Torreira, and he said there was no news on the future of Torreira or any other player in his squad. So Mikel Arteta shutting that down very early doors in the press conference. He was asked about Jorginho. And of course, there have been links linking the Chelsea midfielder with a move to Arsenal during this transfer window, or that Arsenal are interested in the player anyway. And he said, "We are still open to improve our team. We're looking for different options depending on what happens with our players here. We are getting prepared just in case we need to do something." But he also added that he would not discuss Jorginho specifically. And I think that's right. That's fair, isn't it, for a manager to do so when we're talking about other people's players. It is disrespectful. So, yeah, glad that he sort of hasn't done a Harry Redknapp and started telling everybody about the business that he intends to do, because I really don't like that. You know, as much as from a fan's perspective, it would be nice sometimes to know a little bit more about what is going on behind the scenes. It is disrespectful. It is wrong. And yeah, so we move on. He was asked about the difficulty of facing the same opponent twice in the week. And he said, "It's normally difficult enough to play the same team in 4 days, and for the players as well to adapt. But the first game has a big impact on the second one, and it's very tough to beat the same opponent twice in that short period. When you talk about Liverpool, that challenge is much bigger. I just want to focus on Monday. Let's try to get the best possible preparation against them, go there, and most importantly, have the belief that we can go there and win. We all have to believe we can do that." And it's a great point, isn't it? Because if you spring a tactical surprise that helps you get over the line in a game, helps you beat an opponent that really you shouldn't be beating by rights, then, you know, that tactical sort of adjustment that you've made when you play each other 4 days later is not a surprise anymore. So, you know, and I know nowadays teams do their scouting, teams do their homework, and teams are very, very clued up. But it, you know, it's a great point. It is a valid point. It is a fair point. And I certainly agree with Mikel Arteta on that. He talks about Arsenal starting on the front foot. He talks about Liverpool's weaknesses, which he said, he didn't go into specifics, but he said they have less weaknesses than us. So, you know, there are some weaknesses in every team, of course. But these just felt like questions that Mikel Arteta was never going to answer. He was never going to give a straight sort of point of view. And I know the guys in the press conference are just doing their job. But, you know, he's not going to give you answers. He's not going to sit there and list Liverpool's weaknesses in a press conference, is he? He was asked about Thiago Alcantara, who, of course, joined Liverpool. He was asked whether he tried to sign him. And he said, "We don't discuss the things that we have to try and do in the market. I really like him from my time I was in Barcelona. He plays with incredible personality, great talent, very special qualities. He's a great signing for Liverpool." He was asked about Nicolas Pepe, a player who's received quite a bit of criticism, actually, following Arsenal's trip to Leicester in the Carabao Cup the other night. And this is what his response was. Now, before I go into this response, it's important to note that actually Nicolas Pepe is one of the players that Mikel Arteta seems to be coaching more than anybody else from the sidelines at the moment. He really, really does spend a lot of time focusing on Nicolas Pepe's game, telling him where to be, what to do, how he wants him to work in this system. This is what he said. He said, "I think he's come a long way. We know what the club paid for him when he joined, and that was obviously an extra pressure. But he's a player who's had to adapt. It's a different style. He has a really good attitude. We can see developments in a lot of phases of his game. He's very settled here. He's liked by the boys. He's a really good character to have around. And I'm really positive that we're going to have him for many years and that he can perform at a really high level consistently." So he is very sort of positive about what Nicolas Pepe can do in the future. And that's good to hear, given the sort of investment that Arsenal made into the player. He was asked a bit about Willian's experience and if that will help for the trips to Anfield. But he kept pointing to the fact that this is more about the overall mindset of the team rather than talking about individuals.